The U.S. Forest Service is offering up one of the largest requests for proposals in the history of the agency. It's an attempt to make real progress on the Four Forest Restoration Initiative. The massive project seeks to thin and restore 1 million acres of national forest lands in Arizona so they can be less susceptible to the kinds of catastrophic wildfires we see so often today. But the project hasn't gotten very far. Both of Arizona Senators, Kyrsten Sinema and Martha McSally, have criticized the Forest Service's progress on the far-reaching initiative in recent months. In the first phase of the project, Sinema said the Forest Service issued an RFP for thinning on 300,000 acres of Arizona forests, but only about 12,000 acres have actually been thinned. Now officials are hoping the new RFP will spark a market where there isn't much of one now. Tom Torres is the RFP project manager for 4FRI and a deputy forest supervisor with the Tonto National Forest. Our co-host Lauren Gilgert spoke with him more about it recently.
So the purpose of the treatments within the 4FRI area are to deal with the fact that we have too many trees within the 4FRI forest. And as a result of too many trees, the forests in some cases are in poor health and susceptible to high-intensity crown fire and disease. And that is the purpose of our treatments. We're trying to reduce those threats to the forest and to the watersheds.
Right. So a thinned forest will be not only healthier, but also less susceptible to these sort of catastrophic wildfires that we see burn homes and take out communities.
That's correct.
So let's talk about this RFP. So you're looking for people to go after a contract here that will do a couple of things, right? It's thinning the forest for phase two here, but also looking to clear out some great number of acres of biomass, right, that have been sort of left from thinning projects in the past?
That's right. And so the intent of the RFP is to select one or more contractors capable of helping us increase both the pace, acres per year, and scale within the entire 4FRI footprint across a long period of time, upwards of 20 years.
So I know phase one of the project looked to clear out a good amount of the biomass, 55,000 acres, I believe, but it looks like that wasn't completed. Can you tell us what some of the delays have been here?
Well, some of the challenges with treating the forest and the resultant biomass, number one, it's difficult to treat in the field. It's hard to manage, and then there are limited markets for that kind of material.
The idea of having this kind of biomass, which is, you know, branches and thinned parts of old trees, right, on the floor of the forest, doesn't that just increase wildfire risk again?
It does. The amount of biomass on the forest floor, there are certain limits that we have described that are, number one, provide for a healthy forest, and number two, reduce the impact of fire.
So the other challenge here, as you mentioned, is this idea that there's just no industry for this. There's no market for it. How do you create something like that that doesn't sort of organically exist?
Well, I wouldn't say there are no markets right now. There are limited markets. And one of the intents of the solicitation is to provide enough supply over a long period of time to help industry identify what markets might be successful and profitable.
So there's one biomass plant in Arizona, right? The Snowflake White Mountain biomass plant. Are they the only company that might be able to apply for this, or are you hoping someone will come in and create a new one?
The intent behind this solicitation is to invite all manner of both existing and new industry to help identify and develop new markets. And so, you know, those markets might include existing bioenergy plants, might include other forms, and that's one of the intents behind the RFP, is to allow that innovation to be expressed in the responses to the RFP.
So what are some of the other possibilities there in terms of innovation?
Well, there are a number of things that can be done with biomass. One is, like we talked about, bioenergy fuel.
Mm-hmm.
There's landscape materials. There's an opportunity to burn it, either in the field or elsewhere. And also, you know, there are perhaps things that we haven't thought of, and that is part of the intent behind the RFP, is to listen to industry and see what they have to offer us.
The RFP has been pushed back several times now. It was originally set for early August. Now it won't be put out until the first week of September. Why are there delays in this?
Right. So, you know, due to the unprecedented size and complexity of this project, the RFP itself has been delayed. You know, it's relatively complex, and it's large scale, and it's one of the first projects within the Forest Service to use this 20-year stewardship authority. And so, as such, it's complex.
All right. That is Tom Torres, the RFP Project Manager for 4FRI and Deputy Forest Supervisor with the Tonto National Forest. Tom, thank you for joining us to talk about this.
You're welcome. Thank you.